Tom Ceratori with us right now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations. What a hard-fought game.
Oh, it was a battle. I mean, we've had three of those in a row. You know, I mean, Schultze, I mean, you've been to all three of them. And, I mean, these games weren't for the shy and the meek, were they?
No. That's kind of ironic. In the pregame, I was quoting RH's line, the meek shall inherit nothing on the 200 by 85, 200 by 100 here either tonight.
Yeah, no, this was, it was intense. And it was just it was a war at the end right there. And even the last 12 seconds, the line of scrimmage was extremely intense right there. And again, if there was three or four holding penalties, it wasn't going to get called, was it, Schultze?
No, it would not have been. I thought two big things there. Phil Brewer's got an empty net, gets to the red line. You'd obviously love him to score there, but you can't get an icing there. And if you guys don't tie up there right after that faceoff and clear it around the boards, who knows what's going to happen. Two big plays that, you know, would go by the wayside. If you guys ice the puck there, Phil ices it, you guys are in trouble there, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what, you're right. And you're right, Schultze. And but again, he had enough poise to get to the red line, and get, you know, he just missed it. But we won a huge faceoff there too, Schultze. When we cleared the puck in the stands, we couldn't change. Even on their timeout, we couldn't change. I don't know if you knew that.
No,
we couldn't. You probably didn't even know that. We couldn't. They wouldn't let us change. No, we got it. We got, at least those guys got to rest a minute, but we couldn't change. We wanted to get Wendy and Randy out there, and we couldn't. And but what happened is our faceoff play, we call it an aerial, whatever. But we call it an aerial, and we won it, and we blocked out on the wall. The wall defenseman blocked out, and our inside D glassed it. And we got it behind him, and that's kind of how it all started right there. It all evolved, and that was a big faceoff win, though.
You guys were beaten up in the faceoff dot in the first and second period. You got a little closer there in the third period, and if you're going to get close, that's the time of the game to do it.
Well, you know, Schultze, you haven't looked, but we were getting smoked. There's no question about it. We were getting smoked, and they took it to us on the dot, and we got to be better. We got to have more intensity. We got to be better on the dot tomorrow.
Snowmageddon coming here. There was zero atmosphere. It was hard for me getting into the game. How about your guys or for you?
I think our guys were into it from the get-go. They knew the magnitude of this game, and it doesn't matter. You don't look in the stands. You just, again, you have to block that out, and you just got to worry what's going on in the 2x1, and that's what I think we did. And they did too. I mean, there was a lot at stake, and there was a lot at stake tomorrow.
There were timeouts and guys not able to get off, and were you double-shifting Corey Ward there down the stretch?
They were playing a lot. There's no question. And we were actually going two lines with the last 5-6 minutes. And I just wanted to make sure. Again, Corey's a big, strong guy. They were taking it to us on the dot. And I wanted our two strong centermen out there taking a lot of those faceoffs.
Typically, early on in the season, you want to split on the road. This late in the year, the mindset changes, doesn't it?
Well, again, obviously, again, no, I want to lose tomorrow, Schultze.
I'm saying late in the year, you're getting a little greedy.
I know, and I got to have a hard time with you right there. No, we want it, we need it, we all get it, you know. But, again, it's not going to be an easy task tomorrow. They're going to have a lot to say about this, too. So they need it as bad as we do. So I think we all realize that right now.
First road win for you guys since October 10th. It's hard to believe.
Oh, gosh, I know it. I said that to the guys, you know, it was a big win. Obviously, we needed to get a road win, Schultze. We needed to get the feel of the road win. We needed to win on an Olympic sheet, too. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of success over the years on Olympic ice, as we know. But I really thought we played well. I thought it catered to us a little bit tonight, Schultze. I don't know if you saw the same thing up there, but
your speed this year makes a huge difference on big ice.
Well, it does. And I was proud of the guys for that. And but, boy, it's just, I mean, they're so good defensively, and we're good defensively. It was just, it gets dicey because, boy, you want to get a two-goal lead.
You do.
You know, you want to get a two-goal lead.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Bemidji State hangs on for a 1-0 win.